This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look at one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Life in Christ is completely new, and the presence of the Lord Jesus in our lives gives us a completely new dimension. Our old worldly and self-centered ambitions, outlook on life, and moral values are changed as we come to know Him personally and as His power becomes operative daily in our lives. The verse begins with therefore, and whenever you see a therefore in a verse, you must try to understand what it's there for, so you can properly understand the meaning. Here Paul is referring back to the previous verses that taught some powerful and dramatic truths. He taught that you and I who belong to Jesus must not live for self, but for Him who died for us and rose again. Then he goes on to remind us that our outlook on life should not be from a purely human point of view. Of course not. We are now children of the living God, and we see things from the perspective of heaven. This vital Bible verse goes on to show the universality of the claims of Christ. He speaks of any man. There is not a person alive who is not welcome in the kingdom of God. There are organizations, clubs, fraternities, and sororities that some of us could not get into, but we are all welcome in Christ. Jesus said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Note that you and I are in Christ. Paul told the Ephesians, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What does it mean to be in Christ? It means that when we have repented of sin and turned by faith to the Lord Jesus and are trusting Him and Him alone for our salvation, we actually become part of Christ's body in the earth. We are members of the body of Christ. Therefore, you and I have brothers and sisters whom we have never seen, and in spite of the fact that they may be living thousands of miles from us, we are actually joined to them in the fellowship of the Lord Jesus. He goes on to tell us that when we were in Christ, we are new. We are a new creation. Just as God created the world by the word of His power, so you and I have become a new race of people in this world, people who walk in newness of life in the midst of multitudes who are dead in trespasses and sins. Because of that, old things, old ways, old habits, old desires, old sins have passed away, and all things have become new. Of course they have. We are new because of our new life in Christ. We have a new name written in heaven, a new heart, and a new nature. We live by new rules, with new goals and objectives, in the new company of our fellow believers in Christ. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.